Well, I think it makes the heart sink that within the judiciary there are people who have of a character that is not one that you can really trust to be able to be fair, impartial, and independent because they engage in corrupt and fraudulent deals. So it really makes the heart sink because in the judiciary is a place you run for refuge, especially to enforce your rights as a citizen. And if the judges are not beyond suspicion, then it means that the Kenyans are really not given a chance. We'll have a Herculean task securing that basic rights as citizens of the Republic.
Okay, today the judge could possibly be charged. When a judge is charged, what is expected to happen?
Well, under natural justice, I think he's tainted and he cannot be expected to dispense justice. So the least one can expect is for him to step aside until he's cleared by a competent authority to before he can resume duty. Otherwise, a charge of graft is really one that goes to the core of one's integrity. And if he has done something that is not and becoming because of benefiting himself or for whatever reason, then he cannot be relied upon as a pillar of justice. So the best and the least he should do is to step aside, facilitate the process of investigation or prosecution, and until he's cleared by a competent authority, he should not be able to hold office as a judge in the Republic.
What do you think Kenyans' perception would be?
Unfortunately, is that the judiciary scores very, very low marks in the average Kenyan's assessment. We don't find our judiciary to be one that is independent, that is fair, and that is one that upholds the rule of law. Most of the time, they are tended to work as an extension of the executive, and you find most of the time judges vacate their judicial chairs and sit on the executive chair and do executive work. So I don't think Kenyans will really, in the face of the things, will really be scandalized by it, because they don't expect very much of their judiciary. And so they might just say, well, this is a confirmation of the fears they would have had about the caliber of judges they have. And say an open secret that the judiciary is packed with gatekeepers for the establishment. And you know, the executive is the one that is accused of corruption. And if the judiciary is joined at the hip to the executive, especially in the nature in which judges are selected and approved, is very, very creative, and it just is not an open and transparent and accountable manner. So most of the judges are perceived the establishment players, although we have got some judges of very high integrity, whom we know, but the majority, and unless one proves himself to be the exception, many people do not expect to get justice in the Kenyan judicial system, especially if you are taking a matter against the moneyed or the politically connected or people in the executive. So an acting of corruption that the man who was corrupt before, and there is a crime that is supposed to have occurred before he became a judge, then it really is an indictment of the process through which people become judges in Kenya, because you'd have expected that an issue like this should have been ferreted out and would automatically have disqualified the said candidate from becoming a judge in the Republic. But because the mega system is what it is, then you find all sorts of characters become judges. And the rule of law then gets compromised because you do not have people of integrity in charge of administering justice.
Now, Okia, do you think that his arrest, among other allegations against other officers of the judiciary, undermines the independence of the judiciary in some way?
Well, maybe it could help the independence of the judiciary, but I don't think where our judiciary is, it is possible to undermine it anymore. It's virtually the executive has thrown it under the bus of impunity, and I think it has been crushed. So I think there's a need for a major overhaul, whereby we need to secure the process of electing judges. And I don't think that this latest episode undermines the integrity of the judiciary in any way, because whatever integrity the judiciary would have enjoyed is long gone, and people go there because they don't have option to do anything else. So they just have to submit themselves to the judiciary. But they go there hardly expecting justice. They seem to go there just as a matter of procedure and formality. But it's not somewhere you can go and say you're going to solve an issue, because weighty issues tend to be suppressed and held upon. For example, I took a case to court 2 years ago against the MPs when they refused to pay taxes to a certified agent. Until today, the Chief Justice has not appointed a bench to hear the case. So you find that that effort has been wasted. So it's like, now are you left with the option of raising a militia to take on the system, or can you rely on the judicial review powers of the court to demand that the system behaves according to the law? So I don't think it is possible to undermine the integrity of the Kenyan judiciary, given the very low point it is in today. It can only move in one direction, and that is to improve upon it.